So let's review. The Mishnah continues listing decrees established when they darkei shalom to promote peaceful relations. Mitzudas chayav oifes v'dogim yesh ben mishum gezel when they darkei shalom. To ensure peace, the Chacham forbid taking animals out of someone else's trap. However, B'Yisi Omer Gezel Gomer. B'Yisi maintains that the owner of the trap fully owns the animals. The Gemara explains, Ozli v'Ori kuli amale pligi. Both agree that traps that contain the animal, such as nets, certainly acquire the animal on the owner's behalf midday raisa, because as Rashi explains, Kon aloi kalef. However, ki pligi b'lechi b'kukri. The machlikus is only regarding traps that do not physically contain the animal, such as hooks. The Tanakhama maintains that the owner of these traps only acquires the animal because of darkei shalom, while Rabbi Yisi holds that it is gezel gomer. Similarly, the Mishnah continues, Metzias chereshayt v'katan, yesh behen mishum gezel m'mnei darkei shalom. The Chacham instituted that a deaf, mute, or insane person and a minor have the rights to an ownerless object they find because of darkei shalom, and here too Rabbi Yisi omer gezel gomer. The Mishnah continues, Ani hamanakif b'reisha zayis, masha tachtav gezel m'mnei darkei shalom. The Chacham forbid taking olives that fell from a tree where a poor person is taking olives of matnas anim. Here too, Rabbi Yisi omer gezel gomer. The Gemara adds, Im likit v'nosn b'yad ha'reza gezel gomer. If the pauper held them before putting them down, he has effectively acquired them mid'oraisa according to all opinions. Regarding all three previous cases, the Gemara explains that even according to Rabbi Yisi's opinion, Gezel gomer midivreim. They only own these objects midrabbanan. However, the Gemara says the practical difference between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yisi is lerabbanan leinafik bidayonan. According to the Chachamim, although it is forbidden to steal these items, the Bezdin does not enforce this law. However, according to Rabbi Yisi, this kinyan is effective lohitzi bidayonan, and Bezdin does enforce this law in the same way it deals with all theft, as Rashi in the Mishnah explains. The Kesaver also b'mnei darkei shalom. In order to promote peace, the Chacham gave him the ability to completely acquire these objects, albeit midrabbanan. Therefore, Rashi says, such a thief may still serve as a witness and has not transgressed a Torah prohibition. The Mishnah concludes, Ein memachin v'yad ani oivdei kachavim b'leket shekcha upeya. Memnei darkei shalom. We do not stop non-Jews from taking matnas aniyim in order to ensure peaceful coexistence. The Braisa adds, Mefarnasim aniyim nachim im aniyim Yisrael. We give tzedakah to needy non-Jews as well. Umavakrin chayli nachim im chayli Yisrael. And we also provide for the needs of sick non-Jews, for kaivrin meisi nachim im meisi Yisrael. And we bury needy non-Jews, mimnei darkei shalom. The next Mishnah continues to list halachas instituted, mimnei darkei shalom. Zok the Mishnah, Mashalas Isha Lachaverta Hachashuda al Hashvias, Nafa, Vechvara, Verichayim, Vetaner. A woman may lend her various kitchen utensils to her friend who is suspected of transgressing the halachas of Shemitah. Avalei Tavar Vele Titchanima, but she may not physically assist her in preparing her food. The Mishnah continues, Eishes Chaver Mashalas La Eishes Amaaretz, Nafa, Vechvara. The wife of a chaver, who is scrupulous in observing the laws of Maaser and Tumah, may lend kitchen utensils to the wife of an Am Haaretz, and ubeireres v'techenes umerkedes imo. She may even assist her in preparing her flour. The Gemara asks, Maishna Resha, Maishna Seifa, why is it also to assist the Chashuda al Hashvias and Mutter to assist the Eishes Am Haaretz? The Gemara answers, because Shemitah is an Issa Dei Raisa, in which one is not allowed to assist even Memnei Darkei Shalom. However, the concern with helping the Eishes Am Haaretz is because of one of two possible Isur D'Rabbanan, for which the Chacham allowed her to assist Mimnei Darkei Shalom. Meiser. An Am Haaretz possibly does not separate Meiser. However, this is merely an Isur D'Rabbanan because Revi Am Haaretz Ma'asrenheim, most Am Haaretz do separate Meiser. Tumah. And Hocha Ba'Am Haaretz D'Remeir. This Am Haaretz is only suspected of eating impure chulin regarding which the Tumah v'Tahara d'Rabbanan. Therefore, ubeireres v'techenes imerakedes ima. She may even assist her in preparing her flour memnei darkei shalom because reisha b'tumas chulin. The prohibition against eating chulin tameim is only an issa d'Rabbanan. However, the Mishnah then continues, avo meshetatla samayim loitigi ima lefi she'in machziki nidei oivri avera. She may not assist the Eishes Am Haaretz after the water is added to the flour because seifa b'tumas chala. Once the dough is kneaded, it becomes obligated in Hafrashas Chala, at which point Tumah is an Issa D'Oraisa. The Mishnah explains, "V'kulan le'amru elu me'darkei shalom." Even those activities that are permitted are only allowed in order to promote peaceful relations. The Gemara now discusses several other halachas pertaining to a chaver and an am aretz. Mafkidin truma etzel Yisrael am aretz. One is permitted to store his truma with an am aretz because, as Rashi explains, mitoch she'en rogel ba lo yigaba. He will not touch it because he's not accustomed to dealing with truma. However, v'lo etzel kayin am aretz emneshli begaspa. If the am aretz is a kayin, it is forbidden because his familiarity with truma might cause him to touch it and defile it. The Gemara explains that this refers to perish hochshur, produce that previously came into contact with liquid, which is susceptible to tumah. On the other hand, toichanin umafkidin etzel oichle shvius ve'etzel oichle perisin betumah. It is permitted to grind and store wheat with those who eat perish shvius or perish tamein if the wheat is perish loy hochshur, produce that is not susceptible to tumah. The Brisa concludes, avaloy lo oichle shvius veloy lo oichle perisin betumah. It is forbidden to grind their wheat for them, because as the Gemara explains, we are referring to Kohen HaChashad Lechol Truma B'Tumah, a Kohen who is suspected of eating Truma Tumeah, and it is forbidden to assist with an Issa Medaraisa even in the darker Shalom. The Gemara now discusses the suspicion that the Amoritz might exchange the produce. The Brisa says, HaMoylechitin L'Techen Kuti, Oy L'Techen Amoritz. If someone brings wheat to a miller who is an Amoritz, he does not have to tithe them again, because we did not suspect him of exchanging the produce. However, the Gemara lists several exceptions. If someone entrusts his mother-in-law with his dough, he must take ma'aser from the bread that she returns to him, because she is suspected of switching. Because if his dough spoiled, she might have switched it with her own bread, because reitzi betarkanas bita, uboisha mechasana, she wants to help her daughter and is embarrassed to serve her son-in-law spoiled bread. Similarly, hanoisin lepundikis, ma'aser eshu noisin la ve'eshu noit lemena. One must take ma'aser again from dough entrusted to an innkeeper, memnisha machalefis, because she might have exchanged their portions, because moriya va'amra barbe rav lechel chamima va'ano echel karira. She justifies her actions by saying that she wants him to have the better portion.